Thank you for stopping by Living Waters World Online, a place where the river of God flows. Pastors Lawrence and Kimberly Richardson invite you on a journey to change the church, challenge the colleges, and charge into the community. The following message is entitled, He is the Resurrection, He is the Life.
John chapter number 11, amen, verse 17 through 28, if I happen to drop out, you continue to read the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord is blessed. And then Jesus came, and he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. And then Martha said unto Jesus, Lord, if thou would have been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, whosoever will ask of God, God will give it to thee. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. And Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And she said unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had said so, she went her way. And she called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, Thy master is come and calleth. Thy master cometh and calleth for thee. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou would have been it here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou would ask of God, God will give it to thee. And Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. And Martha said unto him, I know. She shall rise again in the resurrection on the last day. And Jesus said unto her, one of the great I am statements of the Bible. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth shall never die. Believest thou this? For a few moments this morning, I want to talk from a theme. He is the resurrection. He is the life. He is the resurrection. He is the life. Somebody repeat that when we say, He is the resurrection. Come on, say, He is the life. One more time. He is the resurrection. He is the life. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. He is the resurrection. He is the life. I pray, amen, somehow you could put this sermon together with next week's sermon and come to a finalization of what these two words going together, what they really mean, because one is going to be a foundation for the other one. One is going to stand upon the other one, and if you could receive the one today, it will expand you and build your faith that when the word come next week, you can run all the way into 2017 saying, I believe the report of the Lord. There are a few things that I need to define before I get into my 3 points of application this morning, because I think it goes really wholeheartedly with what God is saying to us about being the resurrection and about being the life. There were 3 words, and I heard this word before, but it never stood out like it did this year, and will be the first word that I define, and it's called Advent. A-D-V-E-N-T. The second word I'll define is resurrection. He is the resurrection. And the third word I'll define is life. He is the resurrection and he is the life. The word Advent means the arrival of a notable person, a notable thing, or an event. Say that again. When we see the word Advent, and I know I'm not the only one that have seen that on posters, on churches, and I've paid attention before, but somehow this year it really caught my attention, the Advent. And if you follow me on social media, you see quite a few of my the services that we was advertised for Living Water. You'd see me throw something in there about the Advent. This is the Advent. So when I begin to look up that word, it means the arrival of a notable person, a thing, or an event. Whatever it is that is going to arrive, I like what the definition said, it appears and it emerges. It appears and emerges. A notable person, a notable thing, a notable event. It appears, it emerges. If you are Bible students, you know I'm going to more focus on today of a notable person. He is here. He appears. He emerges. The definition goes further to say it is a Christian, in the Christian church, it is a season which leads up to the Christmas holiday. It includes the four Sundays prior to the actual day of Christmas. The definition goes further and says Advent means the coming or the second coming of Christ. A time of expectation, waiting, and in preparation for the celebration of the arrival of Jesus Christ. If there was ever a time that we ought to pronounce or announce the Advent, and I'm now moving beyond the Christmas, the Mass of Christ, and now I'm talking about the second coming of Christ, the Advent is about to occur. Do me a favor, tell somebody Jesus is coming soon. Jesus is coming soon. So Advent means it is a time of expectation, waiting in preparation for the celebration of the arrival of Jesus Christ. The word resurrection, it is a concept that deals with coming back after death. It is the dying and the living again by God alone. It is the coming back to life after death. In the standard eschatological belief in the Abrahamic region, it is the action fact of coming back again. He says, I am the resurrection. I am the one that causes you to live after you were dead. I am the one that calls you to bounce back regardless. Don't forget that I'm setting up something for next week by what I'm saying this week. When we have Christ in us, nothing can take us out. It might take us down, but it can't take us out because who is in us is the action that causes us to come back again. I am the resurrection, the coming back of after death. And the third word that I want to define is life. The Advent, the resurrection, and the life. The word life is a controversial word when it comes to defining it, but many have tried. And they basically break it down to the existence of an individual being or animal. The state of living characterized by the capacity of metabolism, growth, and reaction to stimuli. And then finally, to be able to reproduce. And that was like, what in the world did they just say? So I gave a better definition. Life means to be alert, to be responsive, to be growing, to be reproducing, and to be adding on to what already exists. Whatever is alive, it ought to be growing. Whatever is growing, something ought to be added on to what had already existed. That's why Jesus, when he's talking, he says the thief comes to steal, kill, destroy, take away. He said, but I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. When we begin to talk about life in relation to what God is talking about, it's about adding on to what we already have. So we're not only going to bounce back, but when we bounce back, something going to be added on to what we already have. If I wasn't in the Baptist church, that would really preach this morning. He says, I am the resurrection. I am the one that calls you to bounce back. And when I cause you to bounce back, I'm going to add on something that you did not have now because you have life and life more abundantly. He is the resurrection. And he is the life. These three words really summarize the purpose of Christ Jesus coming. Advent, resurrection, life. These three words really summarizes the purpose of Christ Jesus coming. He came to be the Advent. He came for the resurrection of what was dead. He came that we might have life and that we may live forevermore. And I am convinced that the enemy, or the enemy of our soul, works overtime that we don't see no advent. That we don't experience any resurrection. And we really never get to living any kind of life. He said, I came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. He came to be the Advent. Stay with me. I promise you I'm going somewhere. He came that we would be resurrected, or he would resurrect whatever was dead in our lives. He came that we might have life forevermore. One of the things that I really believe, that there is an over commercialization of this season, so we would never think about he is the Advent. I believe with all of my heart, while we are bombarded to go out and spend beyond our measures, and we are bombarded go buy gifts for people we don't even like. Okay, y'all gonna act like y'all all liking and loving everybody in here. The devil is a lie. If we're overpumped and go spin, buy, because it gets our mind off the true meaning of Christmas. It gets our mind off that he who was born in this season is the resurrection and life. And if we have him, we can have life forevermore. So he threw out a man with a red suit and really, really, really light skin, and we bit into the apple and we didn't question anything. You didn't hear what I said? They threw out a man with a red suit, really, 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 really light skin. See, now they got a little bit modern now, so they add a little color to the man in the red suit. But when I was a child, all of them was light skinned. Okay, y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me. And they threw that out to us. And we bit into the apple. And soon as we get out of Thanksgiving, before you know it, we're in the mall shopping. In fact, we knock out Black Friday. And before you know it, the whole thing is about this commercialized image that get, y'all better stay with me, because we're not to be conformed. We're supposed to be transformed by the renewal of our mind. And before you know it, we forgot all about what this whole moment is really about. And before you know it, we don't even talk about this is the advent. This is the coming. This is the emerging. Okay, let me just do a real quick quiz if you think I'm making this up. Who have you talked to about Jesus and Christmas in the last 2 weeks? Thank you, Brother Rob. I'm glad we got one person saved in here. And this, come on, y'all stay with me, and I promise you I'm not going to preach that long. All right, hear me. We sing it, the real meaning of Christmas is Christ. And we go 2 weeks and we haven't talked to anybody about this season of Advent being about a child and a son that is born and given. But we talk about what we buying for our husband. We discuss where can we get a good deal on whatever the hot item is for our children. Toys, Dana, that they won't even know where they are 6 months from now. And I used to think it was just the little cheap toys that they forgot about until I started buying my children expensive toys, and they still don't care 2 weeks afterward about the expensive toy that I bought them. And before you know it, the Advent, which is supposed to be 4 preceding Sundays prior to the Christmas holiday, we ain't said a word about who the season is about. I really believe with all of my heart, it is intentional by the spiritual powers that be. Because if we ever start thinking that this season is about Christ, we might start then thinking whatever's dead, he can resurrect. And if we ever start thinking whatever is dead, he can resurrect, we then might start thinking that not only is he the resurrection, but he is also the life. And if I have the life of Christ in me, what is impossible? I can get the job that I need. I can have a healthy marriage as he desired. He said, what I've joined together, let no man put asunder. So I can have that. But if I keep my man, if I keep my mind on the man in the red suit, I'll never think about I have the resurrection and the life living in my heart. And what I don't have right now, if I trust him, he shall supply all that I need. Come on, do me a favor, say neighbor. Please don't forget. This is Advent. This is the Advent season. This is about Christ. Force somebody in the next 24 hours to talk about Christ with you. Why y'all looking at me like that? We'll sit down with people watching a football game and we don't even like football. Before you know it, they talking to us about football. So when they start, yeah, I can tell somebody had experience. So when they start talking about football, tell them, man, do you know that this is Advent? This ain't about the Ravens. This ain't about the Cowboys. This ain't about the Redskins or the Panthers or the Oklahoma Thunder. This is about Christ. You could change a life with a 5-minute conversation. The Advent. Then we would understand that he is the resurrection. Then he would understand that he is the life. I'm going to say again, I believe it is intentional of the over commercialization of this moment to get our minds off the true meaning of this season. I believe it's so intentional because the enemy never wants you to think about, because he came, I've been made alive. When I was, come on, Romans students, Bible study. when we were dead in sin, he died for us. And in him dying for us, we are now made alive. We have been resurrected. And now that we are resurrected, we really can live. Come on, do me a favor. Talk to your neighbor, and I won't be much longer. Come on, tell your neighbor. Say, neighbor, now that we are resurrected, we really can live. Wow. Now that we are resurrected, this is why the enemy does not want us to think about this is the Advent season. Because if we ever get that it is the Advent season and now everything that was dead, that I need to be made alive, he has made it alive, I can then go live and live life evermore. In the book of John, Jesus makes around 7 profound I am statements. And he took it from Exodus when the Godhead said, I am that I am. He says these statements because he's now trying to convince us that once I am inside of you and you become emerged inside of me, there's nothing that I haven't provided for you. So he says, I am to you that I am. He says, I am the bread of life. He says, I am the light of the world. He says, I am the gate, and whosoever cometh through me shall be saved. He says, I am the good shepherd. He says, I am the way, the truth, the life. I am the vine. I am the resurrection. I am the life. He makes these statements, and I promise you, I'm almost done, that we would know inside of him, we lack nothing. Inside of him, we lack nothing. If there's anything secondary that I want to say that the enemy has convinced us in this moment is that we lack. He has convinced us. All that has to happen is that we can't have the Christmas that we want that is commercialized in its inception. The minute we can't have that, we start walking around like we lack. And we forgot that the hope of glory is inside of us. If nobody gives you a gift, you lack nothing. But because this moment has been so over commercialized and we got Christmas in our mind that NBC, social media, or we saw somebody's post on Facebook and that's what they got, and now we don't get it, and now we think we're lacking. And somebody's got to rise up and say, devil, you are a lie. And if I don't get anything, my wife will tell you, I don't think I'm hard to please. She might tell y'all something else. Because the more I find in Christ, the less I need of this world. And he makes these 7 statements, and I promise y'all, I'm about done. All right, he makes these 7 statements, the I am statements that he records. He's trying to convince us that when he is inside of us, we lack nothing. Ask your neighbors and neighbor, what will it take to convince you that you lack nothing? With Christ in us, we should have no esteem issues. And I'm not saying we don't, but we shouldn't, because he beautifies the meek with salvation. We should not have no issues about what has not been met. If he has not met the need yet, he just haven't made the moment right to give you the miracle that he's going to do. But because we're tied into this world, one little less than Christmas, and we think we lack. It's time for us to get delivered. It's time for us to release some people. It's time for us to get our hope built on nothing less. It's time for us to get so focused that we understand this is the Advent. And because it is the Advent, he is the resurrection. Anything in my life that has died or is dead, that I needed to be made alive, he's the bounce back kind of God. And that when I bounce back, he gonna add to. what I already had. And he takes us to St. John chapter number 11 to give us this example of what he's teaching us. He wants to get us to understanding. You listening, Minister Jones? He wants us to get to the place of understanding, believing, and knowing that God is everything we need. Almost done. He wants to get us to the place that we understand and that we believe and that we know that God is everything that we need. And when we have him, there is no lack. God will take you to the highest zenith so he'll show you that inside of me, there is no lack. But you need to understand something also. He will let you go to the lowest valley. And I'm sort of kind of convinced it's not when he takes us to the highest mountain that we convinced that in him there is no lack. I'm finding out, do y'all know when we best learned that in him there is no lack? When we didn't know how them bills were going to get paid, and he paid a few bills. When we didn't know where our next meal was coming from. When we fell on hard times, we find out that he is provider, Jehovah Jireh. We find out that he is Jehovah Shammah. We find out that he just being there is more than I ever needed. He's trying to get us to understand. Give me 7 more minutes and I promise y'all I'll be done. He's trying to get us to understand and to believe and know that God is everything that we need. And with him, there is no lack. Every time I say that, I feel a pull on my spirit that somebody needed to really hear that. I don't care who walked out. If you still got God, in him there is no lack. I wish I could sit y'all down sometimes and tell you stuff that people said over me and called it prophetic. What they said over me and left me for dead. But I found out that if I got God with him, there is no lack. Come on, somebody help me preach. Say, with God, there is no lack. Edward, I'm ready for you to doxology me. He's trying to get us to understand, to believe, and to know that he is everything that we need. Acts picks it up and says, as your own poets have said, in him you're supposed to live, you're supposed to move, and you're supposed to have your being. I promise you, you can have a Merry Christmas if you just sense it is the advent of Christ. If you just know it's Christ, the resurrection in me. If you understand that he came that I might have life. And he takes us to St. John 11. I'm down to 6 minutes, y'all guys. I'm down to 6 minutes. 6 minutes. I knew that would get killed. PK to look up. He wants us to understand that he's the resurrection. He's the life. I promise y'all. Y'all think I'm playing. I'm not playing, Lynn. Time me, Sydney. See if I'm lying this morning. She over there tapping on somebody. Saying, he did it again. Watch me. All right, number one is found in verse number 17. The Godhead does his best work in the worst situations. Good God Almighty. God. Somebody say hallelujah right there. He says, they've laid him in the grave and he's been in the grave 4 days now. The Godhead does his best work in the worst situations. Surely he's thinking by now. Show me in your life what's starting to stink, and I'll show you where God's beginning to work. Oh, God. I don't care how bad your situation is. I need to let you know the God that you serve does his best work in the worst situations.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Living Waters World Online. If you were blessed by this message, or know someone who will be blessed by this message, please click the link below for more information on how to receive the full-length copy. We hope you are encouraged, and please remember, this is the place where the river of God flows.